Shiloh Murphy wants to start a safe injection site for drug users in Seattle. It's illegal, but he says a safe site will save lives. Shiloh Murphy directs the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. They currently run a needle exchange program here in the U District, and he explained to Jeannie Yandel why he thinks a safe injection site is a good idea.
Europe has had consumption rooms, and Australia has had safe injection facilities and consumption rooms for years. I mean, these kind of theories are about 30 years old. Again, unfortunately, the U.S. sometimes falls behind in getting these logical solutions because we've been locked in this same fight. And this is the fight that people always get locked up, almost no matter what issue it is. It's do nothing or massive police enforcement, which doesn't really work. And so we are presenting a third option that says this is a logical place where we can give people love and respect and dignity back and get them support and help if they need, and also give them a place, a safe place to be educated and to not die.
So you just mentioned there are safe sites in Europe and Australia. There's also one in Vancouver, BC, that's run by public health officials. So education, getting people help if they want to quit, that's all done by public health professionals. So why not work with Public Health Seattle and King County to do that at the safe consumption site you want to get started?
I would love to work with them. The problem is our public health departments are political beasts and will not do anything that they feel is politically unpopular. And so we want to focus on working and getting people protection now because people are dying. And I am tired of my friends dying, and I'm tired of lives being destroyed because of a horrible drug war.
I think if we talked with people who ran safe injection or safe consumption sites elsewhere, they would talk about the importance of community partnerships. They would talk about the importance of having staff there from public health organizations, having doctors. They would talk about having partnerships with law enforcement. Why are you right in going this alone?
Our drug users have said that we need this now. People are dying and we demand this. And as an organization that is run by drug users and spent every day listening to drug users, they have told us loud and clear, this has to happen now. We cannot wait for this because we will be waiting for another 30 years. I mean, needle exchange didn't start because we had 20 years of negotiations and finding out if it's legal. Dave Purchase in Tacoma, Washington just showed up and did a card table, right? And that happened all over the country, and that's how syringe exchange became legal, because on the backs of really brave activists that were going to do it no matter what the costs. And you know what? We have lower HIVs across the country because of those brave men and women's work. And you know what? We could have that here. And I'm brave enough to go and put my neck out there and say, we can get great change and we can dream and we can make a better lives for our brothers and sisters.
Where will these physical spaces be located? There are neighborhoods in this city that don't like to have things like this. For example, Ballard is having a problem with a homeless encampment perhaps being built there. So where are you thinking about putting these places?
So we're going to put these places generally in the more central areas. We're looking into places like on Capitol Hill and in the University District and in downtown. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll end up in those spots, but those are kind of where we're looking at first. We're looking at places that have public consumption of drug use, that we could feel like we could do the most good in those areas. And, you know, if your business, you know, someone injecting in front of your door or smoking cocaine in front of your door, for you, you're like, I just don't want them to use in front of their door. And, you know, generally, because of poverty, they shouldn't have to use in front of the door. Most Americans use in their house. And so this is creating a space for low-income folks to come in and be safe and to get educated and really also to get the most important thing that they have been lacking, and that's love and kindness and respect. I cannot tell you, when people come to our syringe exchange, when we tell them we love you just the way you are, how many people burst into tears because that's the first person who's ever told them they're loved in years. And imagine if you went through life and you were not told you were loved. In fact, you were told you were worthless every day. You would make bad choices because you wouldn't believe you'd be there tomorrow, and you wouldn't believe you deserved, you know, being disease free. You would have your own self-hatred. And so our goal and our mission is really to combat the trillions of dollars to convince drug users that they're bad people.
Well, how would a safe consumption site help with that self-hatred you just said many drug users feel?
I see so many times people just, you know, saying horrible things to people who are on the streets and demonizing them and openly complaining about them about being subhuman. But these are someone's children. These are someone's brothers. These are someone's sisters. And, you know, I would tell you that if you want to make a great change, introduce yourself to them, say hello, engage them, and talk to them, listen to their story, and you'll realize that you have more in common with them than you thought, and you might be the difference in helping shape someone's life for a better world. You might be the person that will help them fulfill their dreams. You might also be the person that they help you to fulfill your dreams. I can tell you, I never underestimate the power of human connection and human contact. I was, you know, a homeless drug user too, and a man named Bob Quinn met me and found me and talked to me and engaged me, and I run his program now. I am the executive director of his program, and no one thought I would be amount to anything but Bob, and now I am the executive director. So everyone has the opportunity to achieve things, and it is that kind of American dream.
Okay, Shiloh, bottom line here. Is what you're proposing legal?
Nope. But needle exchange wasn't legal when it started. Our crack pipe program and our meth pipe program weren't legal when we started. And we've all done great life-changing services for actually, at this point, 25 years at the University District Needle Exchange and 8 years under the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. And being legal has never stopped anyone in this country to create great services.
Shiloh Murphy is with the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. They currently run a needle exchange program in Seattle's U District. And he told Jeannie Yandel he plans to start the first safe injection site in Seattle later in 2016.